Okay, today's daf is daf Nun Dalit, and let's start from Erev Shabbos Shebetoch HaChag. Now you remember that the Mishnah says Erev Shabbos Shebetoch HaChag, there were 48 tkiyos, and there were three Shara Elyon, three for the Shara Tachta, and three for the Milei Amayim, three on the Mizbeach, but you'll notice that it doesn't mention the three tkiyos that were there on the 10th Ma'alah, like we said earlier in Daf Nun Aleph. It says the Ma'alah Asirit. There, Lo Katani doesn't mention a word about that in the Mishnah, which implies that actually this is because it's a Machlokas. Masnisin Mani, who is the Tan of our Mishnah, Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakovi. Rebbe Elazar ben Yaakov Shita, is that indeed there was no Tekiya on the Ma'alah Asirit, the Tanya. Shalosh l'mala asirit, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, shalosh agabei ha-mizbeach. The shalosh tekiyos that the Tanakhama said was when they came to the mala asirit, Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov says that was at the time that they were taking the arava, putting it up against the mizbeach. And that Mishnah that we had earlier back on Memhei that mentioned the zekifas arava, according to the Ritva, actually, is the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov. You remember that the Rambam learned that that was the same as the Tekiyah of the Mayim. So, in any event, that would mean then that the Ebraisa is coming to tell me that the sheet of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov is indeed what's reflected here in our Mishnah. However, it was necessary to clear up that Omer l'mala asirit ain't Omer al-gabi ha-mizbeach. Omer al-gabi ha-mizbeach ain't Omer l'mala asirit. The Braisa wants to tell us you shouldn't think that there is a machlokas in the number of tkiyas. They each agree in the number of tkiyas. They substitute a different set of tkiyas. In which case, the Mishnah, therefore, that says Shalosh al-gabi ha-mizbeach without mentioning anything about Shalosh al-gabi ha-mizbeach is the das of Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, my time. The Rebbe Eliezer ben Yaakov, why does Rebbe Eliezer hold that the tkiyah was on the Mizbeach and not on the Ma'ala Asirin? Because he holds, kivan de tukar l'ptichat sha'arin, since we had already a tkiyah, at the time that we did the Nisach Amayim, one of the tkiyahs that we did was for the psichat sha'arin, and Ptichat Sha'arim, that mentioned the Mishnah, but rather the Ptichat Sha'ar Ha'elyon, the Ptichat of the Sha'ar Hamayim. So therefore, L'mal Asirit, L'mal Taka. What is the point, then, of doing a Tekiyah there, L'mal Asirit? Ha'elav Sha'arhu. There's nothing particular that singles it out. It's not another gate. Yilgot Ha'gabim Mizbeach Odiv, since there's no particular point that cries out for Tekiyah, it's better to give it at the point of the Mizbeach itself. V'rabbanan, the Rabbanan will argue, and they say, no, it's the Ma'ala Asirit, what's this for, huh? Savrik, even the Tikkun Milo Yamai. Since, after all, the 12 tkiyas that were Mosif, for Milo Yamai, from the Sha'afta Mayim B'Sason, as we said earlier, and that's the reason that we did a tkiyah in the Shar Elyon and the Tachton, the Shar Mayim. So it's mitstaber that the three tekiyas that we're adding over here were on the Ma'ala Asirit, which were indeed on the way to the Nisach HaMayim, and the reason, I mean to the actual Milei HaMayim, and the Chachonim were kovei a particular pace on the 10th stair, that it should be clear that that's its purpose is for the way to go to be collecting the water. Al-Gabay HaMizbeach. So since that's the case, what do we need now, Al-Gabay HaMizbeach, Lomali? What would be the point of putting it there? It's not shaykh at all to the Nisach HaMayim. Yilkach, remember, referring over here to the Mizbeach is the Zekivas HaRova. Yilkach, Lama HaSiridati, if it makes more sense to do the Tkiyah at a point which is involved in the Milei HaMayim. Kiyas Rebach, Rebbe Chanina Midoroma, Aite Matanita B'yad. When Rabbi Bar Chanina came from the south, he brought along the following drush and a brayta with him. It says in the Torah, "Uvnei Aaron haKohanim yitku'u b'chatzotzros she'ein Talmud lomar yitku'u." It said before, "Katem b'chatzotzot alotechem ve'al zivchei sham bechem." So, if it would have just said "Uvnei Aaron b'chatzotzros," I would have understood that the chatzotzot that we're referring to over here are for the tkiyas, as the Torah had said itself. Matamulo Mayitku. Why then does it have to repeat the word Yitku to teach me that our Kolofiam is Musafim Tokim, that there's additional dinim of Tkia depending on the number of Musafim that are being brought, meaning Hutani Lo Ravacha, who said over this Braita, who Amar Lo Yos explained the Braisa. What does the Braisa mean by Akolof Mifia Musafim? Lomar Shetokin Alko Musafu Musaf. So therefore, where you have now a day that has two separate Kedushas, let's say Shabbos and Yontav, where you have two separate Korbanos now being brought for the Musaf, you have on each one of them a separate Shir, a Shir of Shabbos, and a Shir of the Musaf for the day. And therefore, you'll be tokea the nine tekiyas on the three prokim of the shir. And that means that you, well, let's say you see in this case, Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, and together with the Musaf of Shabbos, then you bring the Musaf of the Yom Tov, and you would say for the Yom Tov, whatever the particular shir is, we're going to learn about that later, tomorrow. And therefore, he's explaining that there's an additional tekiah because of the shir on the additional musaf. Now, the question over here, the Gemara wants to bring now a problem with Rav Acha's chiddush that every musaf has a separate tekiah. It's not. Erev Shabbos Shabbat Tochachak. It said right here in our Mishnah that Erev Shabbos comes out. Now, this is Erev Shabbos in the middle of Yontav. Hayusham Arba'im V'shmona Tekiyas. There were 48 Tekiyas as the Mishnah goes through all of them, which was the largest number of Tekiyas that we have. And that, indeed, the Mishnah pointed out, Ein Mosifina Arba'im V'shmona, never go beyond 48. Now, the question is, Imita Frevacha is right. How do you say that this is the maximum number of tkiyot? If Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, I would have to also add additional tkiyos for the additional musaf. So then, least in Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChag, why doesn't the Mishnah tell me that the greatest number of tkiyos is on Shabbos Chol HaMoed? Because over there, Meshkachos L'Chamishim V'chad tkiyot, over there, you're going to have 51 separate tkiyos. Because, indeed, even though you're missing the six tekiyas for Kabbalah Shabbos, obviously, since it is Shabbos, but there are nine tekiyas for the Musaf of Shabbos. And that means that I've got an additional three. Add the three to the 48, I've got 51, and yet the Mishnah says the maximum is 48. So it would appear from our Mishnah not like the way that Rav Acha was saying. Omer Rabbi Zeira, says Rabbi Zeira, no, there's a way of explaining this. Lefisha Ein Tokin, the three tkiyas that there were tokea normally in a weekday of Ptichat Sharim ain't tokin b'Shabbos. We don't do that on Shabbos because, after all, they're only there for not a particular mitzvah, but just there to indicate that we've begun working the Avedas Hayayim, to wake people up, the Kayanim, Leviim, to go into their Mokam Aveda, Leviim to the Duchan, Yisrael to the Ma'amad. So therefore, if we didn't do three on Shabbos, we end up with only 48 again. Omar Rava says, Rava, that's not a good teretz. Manu de lo chash lo kimcha. Who's shooting off their mouth over here? Who isn't ready to first clean out the subin, the useless part of the grinded schita, from the actual useful grain? So he's including the chaff in the middle of the grain. First of all, he's wrong. Chada de bechol yom tnan. It says beferish every single day. There were 21, which included three of them for tikkat sharim. Last time I heard, bechol yom include Shabbos also. But oh, furthermore, inami kadanin. Let's even say that you're right, and we only end up with 48 and not with 51. Fine. So I'm asking you, why doesn't the Mishnah has to mention Dafka, this particular group of 48 that it mentions of Erev Shabbos, to include the Tekiyas warning us of the approach of Shabbos and so on? It should also say, Litnei Shabbat Shabbatocha Chaga Yusham Arbaim Vishmona. Let the Mishnah tell us. And if it told us, this case actually is even better than the case that we do have. Because that way, Shemat Mina, I would have known two separate dinim. Tarte, not only the other Chiddush. Shemat Mina, the Rabbi Yonah Yaakov. First of all, I would know
the Chiddush Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, that the key is on the Mizbeach and not on the Ma'ala Asirit, as I just explained. But meanwhile, I would also know Rabbi Acha bar Chanina's Chiddush, that you have to be toke on every Musaf individually, and therefore it would still be 48, even though I'm missing the 6 tiers of Kabbalah Shabbos. Hmm? Now you're telling me that that's not a Chiddush that would make it worthwhile for me to have read this case in the Mishnah. Therefore, it doesn't make sense what Rabbi Zera say that we left out the 3 for the Sha'arim, because it doesn't help. Elamar Rava, the reason that, according to Rav Acha, there don't work out to be 51 tekiyas on Shabbos Shabbatocha Chagas, l'fisha ein toki l'milui mayim b'Shabbos. Since, as we said earlier, we do the actual milui ha-mayim, we do on Erev Shabbos, and that was the whole Shaila, what do we do about making sure that it doesn't become Poso Belina? So if that's the case, Batsri Tuva, we're going to end up missing a lot of Tkiyas, therefore, on Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag. We're going to be missing the 3 for the Shara Elyon, the 3 for the Shara Tachtein, the 3 for the Shara Mayim, the 3 Agavi HaMizbeach, all of those things were Milei HaMayim, in which case there's only going to be 39 Tkiyas for Shabbos B'toch HaChag, and that is the 21 for the Tamar Shel Shachar Ben Arba'im, and then another 18 for the Musafim. Even if we include the Chiddush now of Rav Acha, that there were 9 on every single Musaf. That's the real reason why, according to Rav Acha, there'd be no problem of mentioning this case, because indeed there were very limited number of Tkiyas compared to Erev Shabbos B'toch HaChag. Another question that the Gemara is asking now in Rav Acha's Chiddush, that every Musaf requires its own Tekiyah, is Lisnei Nami Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yoreis B'Shabbos. We end up, if Rosh Hashanah comes out on Shabbos, we end up, according to Rav Acha, with the same number of Tekiyahs, 48. Why? Because, first of all, we'd have 3 separate Musafim over there. You have Musaf Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Hashanah, Musaf Rosh Chodesh, and Musaf the Shabbos. Every single Musaf gets 9 tekiyas, so we're already starting off with 27 tekiyas. Then we have the additional 21 tekiyas that we have every day, gives us 48 tekiyas. Why don't we use that as the case given in a Mishnah for getting 48 tekiyas? Answers the Gemara, because there's nothing wrong with the case. It's just that it doesn't tell us information that we need to have about Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag. Because if it mentions Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag, I also know another Chiddush. Yitzchak Leila Shemini Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. I need to know Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's din that the Tkiyah was on Rosh Hashanah Mizbeach and not on the Ma'ala HaAsirit. Therefore, it's better to use this case. Says the Gemara, I never told me. Did I ever ask you why that we should leave out Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov's Chiddush and not mention Erev Shabbos Shabbatot HaChag? When did I ever tell you to say only one example? All I said was Litneha. Why not say both? And that way I will know both Chiddushim. I would know the Halacha of Rabbi Yosef ben Yaakov, there's no Tekiyah on the Ma'ala Asirit. And I would know the Chiddush of Rabbi Acha that there's a Tekiyah for every Musaf and Musaf. Says the Gemara. That's a good point. But Lameisa Tana V'Shir, we often find that a Tana, even though he could bring another example to tell me additional Chiddushim, even though it's true that when Rosh Hashanah comes on Shabbos, there's 48 different tekiyas, but the Tana Bedavka wanted to leave, not Bedavka, the Tana left this out, because the Tana does not come to give me all cases. However, the only time that we say Tana V'Shir is where there's more than one case that's left out. If only one case is left out, it doesn't make sense. You might as well list it. Therefore, asks the Gemara now, my Shir to I Shir, what else was left out that we can justify now leaving out this additional piece? But if there was no additional piece, it doesn't make sense just to leave out one thing and give me all the information. And it says the Gemara, Shier, there is one more day that also would have 48 tekiyahs, which would be the case of Erev HaPesach, because over there you have the normal 21 that we had in the Mishnah of every single day, plus there were 27 additional tekiyahs that were done for the Shkitas HaPesach, because a Pesach, remember, required 3 separate Kitos, which we learned out from Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Every Kat that comes in reads Hallel 3 times, and every time that we started reading the Hallel, we had 3 Tekiyas, which means that every Kat for the 3 Halelim would have 9 Tekiyas, So learns Rashi. And therefore, it would turn out that with the 21 Shebechol Yom and the 27 for the Shritas HaPesach, we are back to 48. Since it's left out that case, left out this case. In other words, it's only coming now to give us an example. Oh, no, it says the Gemara. Erev HaPesach is not considered to be left out. Sorry. Yimishum Erev HaPesach Lav Shiyurahu. That's not left out, and therefore it doesn't justify leaving out anything else. Because the reason that it was left out may very well be that there were no 48 Tekiyas on an Erev Pesach, the Amani Rebbe Yehuda. Our Mishnah may well be going according to Rebbe Yehuda, the Amar Shimi, Mayam Shekat Shlishit, Lo Yigia Lomar, Av Tekishma Hashem. Since according to Rebbe Yehuda, the Kat Shlishit was not Mishalash et Ha'alel three times, and therefore they only said it once, they didn't get up to Hafti. And if that's the case, and by then everybody had finished, that's how Zoris they were, Mipnei Shayub, Amam Muatin would have very few people would come there, because everyone had been Mizuraz, had come really fast to be part of the earlier Kitot. And if that's the case, there was no time in this one to have the 9 Tekiyas, in which case there were only 42 Tekiyas. And now we're missing the 6 Tekiyas of the second and third Hallel of the third Kat. And therefore, we're back to the problem of no Shir. That means that the only case that's left out is Rosh Hashanah. And that doesn't make sense. Why would we leave out Rosh Hashanah if it's the only case to be left out? Wait, it says the Gemara. The Amrit Reisha, I thought we said before, when the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah mentioned that there's 21 Tekiyas every day, and we said over there, since we're counting Tekiyah Trua as two separate things, that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. I mean, that was the point. Rabbi Yehuda was the one who says, don't count everyone as three. Tekiyah Trua, Tekiyah is one. So how can you say now that Rabbi Yehuda, maybe the Mishnah is going a little bit of Rabbi Yehuda, who was the man, the armor, who holds that the Kat Shlishit didn't get to say Hallel three times. And therefore, you're asking me it's not a Shir. We know the Mishnah is Bedafka, not like Rabbi Yehuda. You can't absolutely prove that. It may well be that we have a Tana here that does agree with Rabbi Yehuda in one issue. That is the question about whether they were a gamer, the Hallel at the third time, the third cut, whether they were gomer it three times, or whether they ended in the middle of the first time. And he argues about the number of Tekiyas, that he holds Tekiyah Trua Tekiyah is considered to be two separate things, in which case it may still be that on Erev HaPesach there were only 42. It's not therefore considered to be a Shir. I mean, if you want to tell me it's a Shir, you're going to have to prove it to me. Ela may be that we'll have to answer this question differently. My Shir, the high Shir, you're all bothered by how can I show you that I definitely left something else out that I can justify leaving this out? I'll tell you, there's definitely yet another thing left out. Shir Erev HaPesach Shechar Liyot BeErev Shabbat. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if Erev Pesach comes on an Erev Shabbos, we end up with 48 Tekiyas. The Apik Sheis, because look, take out the Sheish Tekiyas that in the Kat Shlishit over here never got to because they never finished even that first Hallel, and now bring in the other six, because since it's an Erev Shabbos, you've got the normal six Tekiyas of Erev Shabbos to be Mevatel the Yamim Malacha to do the Havdolah Mikodesh L'chol, in which case, even a Libet Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to have 48 Tekiyas. So therefore, you can't ask a Kasha on Rav Acha, because Rav Acha will tell you the reason the Mishnah doesn't bother mentioning Rosh Hashanah, Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, is because anyway, the Tana was leaving out Erev Pesach that came out on Erev Shabbos. And that is a classic Shtana V'Shir. Now, the next thing that we saw in the Mishnah is that it said, Ein Masifin Al Arba'im V'Shmoneh. Is that true, says the Gemara of Allah? There's no case where you have more than 48 Tekiyot. V'Ika Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. How about if Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos? According to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that the Kat Shlishit was not Mishalish Tahal, Okay, fine, but you still end up with 51, even according to them. According to the Rabbanan, you have the additional six of the two additional halals that the Kachlishit said, and you're going to have 57, Chamishim Vesheva, because you still got 51. Let's see, how do we have 51? Well, we've got 21 of every day. We have the 9 of the Musafim of Shabbos. We have the 18 of Hallel for the first two Kitot, 3 of Hallel for the third Kitah. According to Rabbanan, we've got 9 of Hallel for the third Kitah, 21 altogether of the 3 Kitot that we're reading the Hallel. And if that's the case, Kamishim V'Sheva. So why did the Mishnah say we never go beyond 48? That seems to me we've got it very much going beyond 48. Answers the Gemara, Ki Katani Midah De'Itei B'Chol Shana. The Mishnah is interested in listing things not that come out once in a Yovel, but that happen every single year. Mashenke, when it comes to Erev HaPesach, which is Chalios B'Shabbos, which certainly is not an annual occurrence, Lo Katani, the Mishnah is not interested in listing every annual variant. Otu, the Gemara asks, is, shall we say therefore, Erev Shabbos Shabbatoch HaChak, Mi Itei B'Chol Shana? The Mishnah brings an example of a 48 day. What's the Mishnah's example? Erev Shabbos that comes out during Yontif. Why does Erev Shabbos always come out during Yontif? Zinna D'Lo Mishkach, it doesn't necessarily have to come out, because Hechi Dami K'gon Shechal Yontif Rishon B'Erev Shabbos, let's say, first day of Sukkot comes out on an Erev Shabbos. Now, since Simchas Pesach Shoreiv is not Docha Shabbos, so they didn't do the normal 12 Tekiyas that they used to do in the Simchas Pesach Shoreiv for the Nisach HaMayim, in which case there were only 36 Tekiyas, the 21 of every single day, 9 for the Sukkot Musafim, 6 now to be Mevato the Yom HaMelacha on Shabbos, and fine, then the next Erev Shabbos, it's already Shemini Atzeres. It doesn't count. It doesn't have any of these many numbered of Tekiyas. Answers the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon will never come out on an Erev Shabbos. Rishon, the reason is that Kim Bekalina Yom Tov Rishon, Erev Shabbos, if Yom Tov Rishon comes out on Erev Shabbos, so Besdin sees that we're going to have a problem based on when we were Kaveh the Shana. And that would mean that if Rosh Hashanah is going to come out on an Erev Shabbos, then by definition, Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot will also be on an Erev Shabbos. So the rule is that Mitchi Dachinan Lei, we add an additional Yom and Elul in order that Rosh Hashanah should come out on Shabbos, not on Erev Shabbos. And then that would mean that Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot will also come out on Shabbos. Why is this so important? My time. Why is it important for us to push off now to make sure to it that the first day doesn't come out on Erev Shabbos? Because Kima Dikol Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Liyos B'Erev Shabbos. If now the 15th of Tishrei, which is the first day of Sukkot, comes out on Erev Shabbos, when does Yom Kippur come out? Yom Kippur Emat Ave B'Chad B'Shabbos. That would mean that by definition, Yom Kippur, which is on the 10th of Tishrei, would be coming out on a Sunday. And we don't want that to happen. We don't want Shabbos and Yom Kippur to create two equivalent days of Kedusha Shabbos, one after the other. Hilchach Tachinalei, which is the reason that we put it off. And the reason we don't do that is we'll see in detail in Rosh Hashanah, but the reason is because we don't want the salad greens to get all messed up. This way I'll have to buy it 2 days before. If somebody dies, we won't be able to bury them for 2 days. The body can decay. And therefore, in order to avoid such a situation, we don't have 2 days of such a high level of Kedusha, one after the other. And therefore, Yom Kippur, we'd make sure would not come out in a way that would allow the same thing to happen for the Yom Tov by Sukkot. Ask the Gemara, is that true? Mima dichamai? We're daichit. I thought, Vatnan, doesn't it say beferish that we clearly are not docha Rosh Hashanah in order for Yom Kippur and the following day to be chal one after the other, because v'tnan chel ve'shabbos is b'firish in a brisa. If you have the chalav of the korban was left over from Shabbos, so now we can bring that craving, we can bring that on Matzah Shabbos, and even if it's Yom Kippurim. So then that means that what the Mishnah is saying over here is clearly that there's got to be an opportunity for Yom Kippur to come out on a Sunday, because otherwise, how could the Mishnah say that Chel Shabbos are going to be brought on a Yom Kippur if Lamaisa there's no such thing as Chel Shabbos ever occurring on a day before Yom Kippur? That's a problem. Let me tell you, when I learned by Rav in Bavel, before I came up there to Israel, Ave Amre, I used to say that now, what's the meaning of the Brice that says when Yom Kippur comes out Erev Shabbos, that there was no Tkia of the six Tkias before Shabbos? Because over here, obviously, people are keeping Yom Kippur. There's no Malacha all day on Yom Kippur anyway. So what do I need now to be Mavata the Yom Malacha? So therefore, if Yom Kippur would come out in Mitzray Shabbos, so Yom Kippur would come out now in a Mitzray Shabbos, also Loa Yom Avdilin, they didn't do Havdalah on the coast. And rather, what they do is, in Tfilah, you say, I'm Avdil ben Kadesh L'Kadesh, like you do between Erev Yontif and Shabbos. Since Kedushas Yom Kippurim is the same as Kedushas Shabbos, both of them have Yisr Malacha, and that means that Zu Divrei HaKol Hi, and that's going to everybody, as Rabbi Zera said. So Kisaliket Lahasim, however, when I moved up to Eretz Yisrael, there I found out otherwise. And over there, Ishtakachte, Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi. Found Rabbi Yehuda Bered, Rabbi Shimon Ben Pazi was sitting, Yasvi Vika Omar, that this whole price is going only Alibi to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds that Chavei Yom Kippurim are not Korev on Shabbos. The Chavei Shabbos are not Korev on Yom Kippurim. In which case, according to him, Yom HaKippurim is exactly the same as Shabbos. And therefore, if Yom HaKippurim comes out on an Erev Shabbos, there was no need for Tzkiyah, because there was no Havdalah between a Havdalah, Yom Kal, and Yom Chomer. According to him, Yom Kippur and Shabbos are the same. Nonetheless, from Rabbi Zera there, we learn that it is possible that Shabbos and Yom Kippur would come out together. And if that's the case, so then that means that Yom Tov Rishon of Sukkot can also come out on an Erev Shabbos. And now we're back to where we were. Because the example that the Mishnah brings of Erev Shabbos, Shabbatoch HaChag, that there were 48, is not really all that common. We want to know why that's the case that is brought in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, no kasha. This is not really a problem, because this thing that happens, if, in other words, they would put off Rosh Hashanah or not, that you're saying is dependent on the machlokas over here. So the Mishnah, which is telling us that Shabbos and Yom HaKippurim do not come together, but he's over here, that's going on, leave it to Rabbanan. Rabbanan hold that we're always Ma'abar the Chodesh when necessary to avoid conflict. And this would be a conflict. However, the Mishnah that says that Chel Shabbos are Korev on Yom Kippur, which means that Yom Kippur comes out directly after Shabbos, that's going according to the Das of the Acherim. The Das of the Acherim is that, and it's interesting, of course, that's Rabbi Meir, as we mentioned many times. Thus, the Acherim is Tanya Acherim Amrim. Ein bein Atzeret le'Atzeret, ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah le'Rosh Hashanah, ela arba'a yamim bilvat. you will never find a case where there's a difference between 1 year's, if it's a normal year, not a leap year, between 1 year's Rosh Hashanah and the next year's Rosh Hashanah, in terms of the days of the week, it will always be 4 days later than it was the year before. So in other words, if this year comes out on a Sunday, next year will come out in 1 + 4 = 5. So this is modulo 7, because we're always going to divide the number of days by the 7 days of the week, and whatever the remainder is our modulo, which is 4 in this case. And then if we add now an additional Chodesh Adar, then it comes out to Chamisha Yamim, because the Acherim hold that the Chadashim are always first a Mole, then a Chaser, first a Mole, then a Chaser, and even when necessary, we would never be Ma'abar Chodesh for Eitz Tzorech, in which case every 2 months end up being 59 days. And 59 days, if you now multiply that by 6 for the 12 months, that means that the 354 days of the year, which would then be divided by 7, turn out to be 350 days if there's 50 weeks and another 4 days. Therefore, there's always 4 days difference. If we have a leap year, which we have to add an additional month, they all that additional month is 29 days divided by 7. Gives us modulo 7 is 1, and therefore we have to add another day. So we push off Rosh Hashanah for one more day. And that is the Seder of every single year, according to Tosafot Acher. The Rabbanan, on the other hand, they argue, and they hold there's no such klal, because we would sometimes, if we not need to, we would let a month be an additional day. So there may be basically years that have more days, which puts off Rosh Hashanah by one additional day or two additional days. And not only that, the Elul, they would be Ma'aber in order that Yom Kippur and Shabbos should not be falling out together, which is basically what our Mishnah holds. And therefore, since Yom Kippur will not come out on a Sunday, that means that the first day of Sukkot will also not come out on an Erev Shabbos. Meisve. Rosh Chodesh Echal Liyot B'Shabbat Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh Doche Shir Shel Shabbos. Now, it says in the Braisa, that if Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos fall out on the same day, then we sing the song of Rosh Chodesh and we're Doche Shabbos. How does that make sense? According to the Isa, if Rav Acha is right, you're supposed to be saying both of them, because we have separate tkiyas, separate shiras, on each one of the musafim. So say, shir shel yom, both of Rosh Chodesh and of Shabbos, must be that they did not do a separate shira and tkiyah on every single carbon musaf. So how does Rav Acha explain that? Rav Safra says, Rav Safra, indeed, Rav Acha would say, no, of course they were tkiyah on every carbon. Umay docha, docha le kadem. It says over here it's doka. It doesn't mean it's doka that we don't sing it. It means if we're thinking, which one do we say first? So when we're saying both of them, the shir shel Rosh Chodesh, surprisingly, would come before the shir of Shabbos. Now, why would that be? As the Gemara of Amai, don't we have a rule of Tadi v'Shenu Tadi Tadi Konim? Anything that falls more often is more regular. That thing always comes before the thing that's less regular. Therefore, last I heard, Shabbos comes out far more often in the course of a year than Rosh Chodesh does. Rabbi Yochanan says, Rabbi Yochanan, the reason that they would say Shir Shel Rosh Chodesh is in order to make a clear statement to anybody that was there who was suddenly shocked, expecting to hear the Shir Shel Shabbos later, Shugubar Rosh Chodesh Bizmano. We want people to know that indeed today is Rosh Chodesh. There shouldn't be any doubt about it, which of course is again went to keep the Moadim and so on. Ask the Gemara, that's the way that we let people... Ask the Gemara, is this indeed the way in which we made a heker, that it should be recognizable that today is Rosh Chodesh? Doesn't it give us another heker? V'hayeker avdina, hakera achrita avdina. There was another heker, which is brought in the Mishnah, Ditznan,
Chelve tamid shashach nitanim mechetzi kevesh ulamata b'mizrach. The chalavim, that were the fats that were meant to go onto the Mizbeach from the Tamid Shashachar, are originally placed, as all the Korbanos, first they're placed, Korbanos Tzibur, first they're placed on the Kevesh, and then they're brought up from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. When they're placed on the Kevesh, they are placed with the, if you recall, used to be that there were six Kohanim that were Zoche to the Holocha Sevorim, to the Mizbeach. They put it on the chelek of the kevesh, on the lower chelek, on the eastern side, and it's facing towards the door of the Beis HaMikdash, rather the Azor, rather than towards the Heichal. And when it says Mizrach, that's mean literally on the edge, it's within the eight amas, because the kevesh is 16, so within eight amas of the edge of the eastern side. This way they knew that it was the Tomid Shoshachar and not the Musaf. Afterwards, a Kohen, Kesemun was the same number of Kohanim, according to others, it was a Kohen, would bring up those Evorim onto the Mizbeach. If the Evorim were of a Musaf, Shem Musafim, Yitanim Mechatzi Kevesh Lamata Bitsan Ma'arav. These were put towards the western side, closer to the door of the Heichal itself. And this way, since there were times that the Evri HaTamid would still be there at the time of the Korban and HaMusaf, so this way they wouldn't get confused which one was which, and that way whoever was Zeichel would do what needed to be done at the correct time. Now, how about if it was the Musaf or Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh nitanim tachas karkov ha-mizbeach ulamata, the Evorim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh was placed at the Karkov. The Karkov, according to Rashi, is a reference to the Sovev. The Sovev and the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash was connected to the Karkov, which was a more decorative screen type working around the Mizbeach in the Mishkan. So beneath the Karkov, says Rashi, that's where they would put it on the Sovev. And that means that it was put basically six amas, two-thirds of the kevesh, two-thirds of the length of the kevesh came up to the level of the sovev around the Mizbeach. And so they would put it keneged on the kevesh, keneged a little bit below the place where the sovev began. Now the problem is that in the Yerushalmi it's pretty clear, in the Rambam so Paskins, that actually the Karkov referred to over here was a worked surface that went between the Kronot on top of the Mizbeach in order to prevent the Kohanim from slipping, and that's where they would put the Evorim Musaf. In any event, Yomer Rabbi Yochanan, what was the point of doing this particular simon that it should be higher than the other Evorim? So, in order that people should see Leida Shukbar Rosh Chodesh Bizmano, everybody should know that today is Rosh Chodesh. Which means that we have now a different heker than the one that you're saying, which was that we should be makdim against the rules of Tadir v'she'ina Tadir Leida Shukbar Rosh Chodesh Bizmano, which was Rabbi Yochanan's Teretz. It seems that there was another basis to all of this. And it says the Gemara, well, what's the problem? Treyake Rav Dina. The Chozi Hai Chozi. The Chozi Ba'ai Chozi. This way, somebody who didn't note the original heker might see this one. Somebody wasn't looking at the Mizbeach proper would know this one. So both the Seder of the Zmanim and the Mokom on the Mizbeach were the hekerim.